So the epistle for the circumcision of our Lord is taken from Titus chapter 2. Dearly beloved, the grace of God our Savior hath appeared to all men, instructing us that denying ungodliness and worldly desires, we should live soberly and justly and godly in this world, looking for the blessed hope and coming of the glory of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity, and might cleanse to himself a people acceptable, a pursuer of good works. These things speak and exhort in Christ Jesus our Lord. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from Luke chapter 2. At that time, after 8 days were accomplished that the child should be circumcised, his name was called Jesus, which was called by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. Please be seated. That he might redeem us from all iniquity and cleanse to himself a people acceptable. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Well, in today's liturgy, the Mass reminds us of a few things. It reminds us, obviously, of this new year, and certainly the octave of Christmas, which we have today, and then the circumcision of our Lord, which is the feast that we do celebrate. And with a new year always comes the ideas of our resolutions, what we want to try to do. I think it also shows to us the fleetingness of life, of how quickly time does go. Maybe we can ask ourselves, where did 2016 go? Or even more importantly, how did we spend 2016? And I think that's where then we have to try to look at. I mean, obviously, our Lord is the master of all time. He's the Lord of all time. And we anticipate and we wait for the second coming of our Lord. We talked about that certainly during the Christmas season as we prepared for the feast of Christmas. But I think it's important for us then to examine and to see. I mentioned last night in a bit of a meditation that we had during the Holy Hour that St. Paul reminds us to utilize our time wisely. Because now is the acceptable time. Now is the time of our salvation. And so, yes, it is a reminder to us. And as I say, with our resolutions, sometimes we start off with very good intentions. We don't complete them. But I think it has to be something that is, in a sense, for us, a practical way of looking at the salvation of our soul. And that is where the most important resolutions will come for us. We reflect, we see where the struggles have been this past year. What we need to try to accomplish and do in order to improve on that in the spiritual sense. That is where the resolution should come from. And so that's where we examine to ourselves, okay, where did I struggle most? You know, was it watching the television? Was it wasting time on the internet or finding things bad on the internet? Do I lack charity toward other people? And so with that, we examine these things. We see where we struggle. We see maybe where we waste time. And as I mentioned, the whole idea for us is to utilize our time wisely. But certainly if our time is spent in something that's will cause us to lose our soul, that is the first and foremost thing that we must try to root out of our lives. It can be a place, it can be a person, it can be things. And especially in today's society with the modern technology, that certainly can be the temptation for us. It's a different world than even 10 years ago, 15 years ago. And so that's where it's important for us not to maybe be at the cutting edge of technology, but to understand where the weakness of our soul lies. And that is where then we look at in terms of what do I need to do to save my soul? What resolutions do I need to take that will improve 2016? And I think unfortunately a lot of times we're afraid to make those moves. We're afraid to get rid of our smartphone. We're afraid to maybe cut the internet at the house or throw the television out or maybe stop drinking or whatever it may be. I mean, that's where then practically in a large sense, we have to examine and see where is the state of our soul. Because that is what we must base our resolutions on. It's all well and good if we want to lose weight, if we want to exercise more or different things, fine. But take care of the spiritual sense of our soul first. And so that's where then we understand with a new year, what does it mean for us? What do we need to try to do in this new year? And that's why then our Lord came to cleanse the people, to make them acceptable to Him. Because He realized our sins, He realized our weakness. And so therefore then He came for that purpose. And we talked about that our Lord came not to condemn the world, but to save the world. And so that's where when we look at and understand this idea of also being the octave of Christmas, this octave day, it is the whole purpose of why our Lord came. He came to save mankind. And so, yes, He receives the name of Jesus today as the saving grace for all of us. He receives that as a means for us to save our soul, to call upon that name. Not in a trivial way, not in a blasphemous way, not taking our Lord's name in vain. No, it is the means of our salvation. And so that's where when we look at the Mass itself, obviously at the very beginning, it says, a child is born unto us. This child comes to save mankind. That is what we commemorate in this octave of Christmas, the circumcision. So it reminds to us of why our Lord came. He came to save mankind. And that is why St. Paul tells us in the epistle today, he said, might redeem us from all iniquity, all sin, to save us from our sins. So our Lord is trying, our Lord comes into this world to save us. But then what happens? We're caught up with our own sins. We're caught up with our own things. We lose sight of why our Lord came. And that is where so many people struggle with that. They are caught in their own sins, and even in some ways thinking that they can't get out of them. Certainly not. The grace of God can overcome anything. We just have to work at it. We have to, you know, we may have to struggle with it. We may have to work toward that. But that's what I encourage you now to look at and to examine. What do I need to do? How do I need to change my life? We should all know what we struggle with. We should all know what are the things that we commonly fall into. And so that's where we look at and examine and see those are the resolutions I need to take. Or maybe it's just one thing for now. Don't try to take on more than we can handle because what happens, we end up giving up everything. Maybe it means for us to take on one thing. Maybe we use bad language too often. Maybe, as I say, we lack charity toward those that are around us. Those are maybe the things that you have to examine and see, okay, how can I work on that? Because again, when we look at and understand the whole idea of our Lord's second coming, He will judge us based on every idle word, thought, deed that we do. And we know that our Lord will come at some point. And so that's why it's important for us to take advantage of, yes, a new calendar year, to make our proper resolutions of something that we need to try to do to help us improve spiritually. And then so certainly we also commemorate the circumcision of our Lord, this first shedding of the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. We know from our faith that our Lord could have accomplished our redemption by a single word or act. But yet he carried out this mission. He carried out this mission from, we can say, the shedding of his blood at the circumcision all the way, ending with his death and his resurrection. And why? In order to make a people acceptable to him. Again, we go back to the idea of why our Lord came. To save mankind. And so when we examine these things, a new year, the octave of Christmas, the feast of the circumcision, what does that require from us? It is the whole sense and the whole idea of cutting off the old man with our sinful desires, our past sins, separating ourselves from that in order for us to make progress in the spiritual life. Because if this is the acceptable time, as St. Paul tells us, now is the time to do something. Now is the time for us to change whatever we need to change. That is where the obligation lies for us. And so as we contemplate this Mass, as we look at this Mass itself, very clearly it shows to us of what we need to try to do. So then the question becomes, when will we do it? Will we even do it? And so pray at this Mass to gain the strength, the conviction to do the resolutions that you need to do. Or even, as I say, if it's one resolution, even if it's just one, if you do that resolution well for the whole year, you will make progress in the spiritual life. And so whether that means working on your charity, whether that means watching your language, whether that means throwing your TV out, cutting the internet, throwing your smartphone away, whatever it means in order for you to save your soul is the most important thing that you need to do. We have got to have the conviction to do it, though. As I say too often, we are too weak to make that move. Maybe we worry what other people will think. What does it matter if you save your soul? And so that's what we must try to gain the strength for today. To pray to Almighty God, to pray to the Christ child, to have that strength to make the proper resolution that we need to make in order to have 2017 a good year for us. And so consider for your own soul. Make a true examination of conscience. Be true to yourself. The last thing we need to do is, in a sense, is to lie to ourselves. Oh, I don't struggle with this that much, or I don't have this problem, or I don't have... Ask Almighty God to see your soul as He sees it. And so that we can pray with the liturgy that we are looking for the blessed hope and the coming of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.